My name is Danny Painter.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Mbombela and Polokwane, 22. Scores have gathered at the Union Buildings in Tshwane to mark South Africa's 30 years of democracy at today's Freedom Day celebrations. President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the keynote address at today's event, which takes place under the theme 30 Years of Democracy, Partnership and Growth. Justice and Correctional Services Minister Ronald Lamola, who was only 10 years old when the first democratic elections took place, earlier joined Premier Phanza Lesufi in delivering a message of support.
I speak with conviction today when I say I'm a Tshwane, and every household in this country has a Tshwane. The freedom made the dreams of many black kids like myself possible to be whoever we wanted to be.
Ramaphosa honored the late Nelson Mandela, calling him the father of our democracy. He also lauded the supporters of the struggle.
We remember the heroes and the heroines whose actions made it possible for us to gather here today as a free people. But we also remember those in other lands who joined our struggle, who too in many ways suffered immensely as they were arrested for demonstrating that South Africa should be free.
The Umkhonto we Sizwe Party has announced the expulsion of 5 members, including Jabulani Khumalo, who was instrumental in the registration of the party. These changes to the MK party leadership follow the redeployment of 4 other key members, including a former National Youth League coordinator, Bonginkosi Kanyile, earlier this month. The party warned the members to remain disciplined. Masachaba Safularu reports.
Jabulani Khumalo, Ray Khumalo, Peggy Manzini, Lebo Moepeng and Rochelle Davidson have been shown the door by the MK party. The party, which has been made popular by its leader, former President Jacob Zuma, says the move followed a meeting by its national leadership core on alleged attempts by external forces to destabilize the party. The expulsions were announced on the back of the publication of the electoral court's reasons for its decision to clear Zuma's candidacy in the upcoming general election. Masachaba Sifularo for Jackrand FM News.
And a UK ship to house hundreds of US Army personnel building a jetty to speed up aid deliveries to Gaza has set sail from Cyprus. The Royal Navy support ship Cardigan Bay will help support the international effort to construct a temporary floating pier. The project is set to be completed by early May, according to the Pentagon. The pier will initially facilitate the delivery of 90 truckloads of international aid a day into Gaza, rising up to 150 truckloads once fully operational, according to US estimates. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, Hoofnuusuur. Skare kom by die Unie gebou by mekaar vir Vrydagvieringe.
Boy, thank you, Emil. Okay, so I told you that there is a very, very important reason why you should come down to this free Bridgerton immersive activation brought to you by Netflix. Well, there is an event happening on the 4th of May, and only the very, 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 very most special members of the Ton are going to be invited, and that could be you. We're looking for a wallflower who is going to take the opportunity to step into the spotlight on the 4th of May with Netflix and Bridgerton. And how do you do that? Well, you've got to come down to Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton and do the experience. I promise you it's worth it. And then write Lady Whistledown a letter and tell her how you are going to step into your spotlight. We could then be taking you via limo to the Marriott at Melrose Arch to sleep over, style you in Bridgerton attire, take you to the Bridgerton red carpet, take you home in a limo back to the Marriott at Melrose Arch, and you could also win a cash prize. All of that is only available to people who come down to